This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Former U.S. Vice President Al Gore has compared the world's complacency on climate change to the way it failed to take seriously the threat of fascism during the 1930s, invoking Winston Churchill's famous warning that, quote, the end of procrastination is coming to a close. Gore told the UN climate summit in Glasgow that the impacts of global warming would soon spur momentum for action. Quote, we are now experiencing the consequences of the climate crisis in every part of our world, he said Friday, echoing Churchill, adding that scientists warned us that these consequences were coming. Gore starred in the movie An Inconvenient Truth, an Oscar-winning 2006 documentary about the threat of climate change. In Glasgow, he praised countries and companies that recently made new pledges to curb emissions, but added that the fulfillment of those commitments must be closely watched. More Americans went back to work in October as COVID-19 cases receded, indicating the world's largest economy had overcome the obstacle posed by the Delta wave of the virus and provided U.S. President Joe Biden with a much-needed boost. The better-than-expected report from the country's Labor Department on Friday showed the U.S. economy added 531,000 jobs last month, and the unemployment rate declined to 4.6%, both signs of a vigorous pace in hiring by American businesses. Biden hailed what he called a, quote, historically strong recovery, spurred by massive government stimulus spending and rapid deployment of vaccine. But data still shows there's about 4 million jobs missing from the economy compared to February 2020, before the COVID-19 outbreak. This is